pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Feel dead in here?
Yeah. We have the agenda. I'm just going to flip the first two things around a little bit and ask for any public comment on current agenda items. No public, no comment. Then we'll go right into the work session for a review of revenue and expenditure budget for Town of Columbus. On the 425, we should have both government expenditure budgets. Find you a plus on. That's a cash report. Plus a cash report through July 2024. So, how would you envision doing this? Just ask for questions?
Any questions anyone has, Peyton and I will try to answer them.
Start on that. Start on revenue?
Sure.
Let's start on revenue. That's money that we have, that the town has coming in. And do you have questions on any items?
I have a question. What is emergency disaster?
Which page?
Four of 20. I see you in the cash report, you got like 69,000 in that fund. I didn't know what that was.
We received some money at some point in time. I think it was for, I don't know what it was for, so it's been hanging out in that account. For FEMA, I think so, yeah. Don't know how it got there.
Good.
It's been hanging out there, so. And I'm not for sure, honestly, what we can use it for. I'm assuming it has to be a disaster, so.
Okay, thanks.
Was the permits that we got coming in, is that from, was it food truck permits or was it building permits?
It's all permits. So it's food truck or building permits or any of that, yeah.
Initially, it's permits.
Mm-hmm.
So under the general fund, it says miscellaneous revenue, and it says contributions and donations. And we had in 21-22, it says 52,605. It's on page 3 of 20.
That was all the money we got for the K-9.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got some ice skating stuff. That would have been just...
Yeah.
You have to put that in every line item for... What about, like, all of the donations that we get from Itchkabee? What happens to that? Where is that?
Those go under park revenue.
Okay. And are we still getting a lot of donations from
mm-hmm.
Itchkabee?
Yeah, last year we got 19,000.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't know it was that good.
So is that money going back? Like, we're doing the roof on the bathrooms. That got done this year, or...
Oh, we're remodeling the entire bathroom.
The bathrooms, what, is that done, or is that?
Hasn't even started yet.
Hasn't started yet?
That's part of the House Bill 355 that we're getting grant money for.
Okay.
So the city itself is only paying 25% of that project. The rest is.
Did we ever get the markers on each of the spots that we were gonna do?
We have them, we just haven't set them yet.
Okay, but you guys do have them, so you're gonna number them so that we can keep track of it?
Yeah. Yeah, the bathroom remodel, the last one I talked to him, he was waiting on a couple of fixtures that he had to order from a while back to get in here. Because he had to change something around because the inspection, you have to have a sink a certain height, and then it has to be so many feet away from a mirror, and so he had to redesign how he was doing the mirror and the sink.
Is that Jeff Hobart, is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do we still have, funds in that from donations for the dog?
There's $1,000 left in that fund, and that's
all that's left in there.
Mm-hmm. And then we budgeted, I believe it's $4,200 a year to take care of the dog. Jared gets a stipend of, well, so it's more than that. Jared gets a stipend of $350 a month to take care of the dog. And then I think there's another budgeted line item for $2,000 for dog food, you know, vet appointments or any of that.
What happens to the money that comes from, like, when we do a drug bust and they forfeit vehicles or different things like that, and then those are auctioned off, right? Is that correct, or?
Well, if it's a drug bust, I understand generally it goes to the feds.
Okay.
And we try to get it back, get some of it back. I recall it's a kind of a fight. Everybody wants the money. If they confiscate money.
Yeah, because I think if it takes up on a federal level, you know, if we ask for, like, if they ask for, like, federal help or, you know, to take it to a higher level, if it's a big case, then that's what
then it automatically goes.
It all goes to them, and then, like Webb said, they got to fight to try to get some of that back because they're trying to recoup the expenses of what they put into it for them. But still, they want their money out of it to, you know, to get some profit out of it. And versus like cars that we've impounded, have we ever had an auction? I know the county had auctions on impounded vehicles and stuff like that, but. I don't know if we ever have it on.
I don't know.
You have on.
On
surplus vehicles.
Right, surplus vehicles, yeah.
But those, there's all kinds of vehicles down there. So they're just sitting.
Some of them are sitting, some of them are just pulled off the street that have been abandoned, and they just pretty much crush themselves for scrap, but there is some down there that have been.
Why did the gasoline tax go up on page 9 of 20? It was $44,522 and then it jumped to $412,537.
So the state actually created a new, like, tax fund, so they cleaned the old one out and dispersed all the extra money to all the counties and cities, and then created a new fund?
So what is that? Don't we have to use that gasoline tax money for certain things, correct?
Streets.
Mm-hmm. What does that go towards?
Any roads, streets, anything like that. Repaving, rebuilding. So like when we're doing the Second Street project over here, we're taking $235,000 of that tax money and fixing that street, yeah.
How is that coming over on, I have been over on Second Street, is that, has anyone been there?
Yeah, I go by there, try to go by every day.
Is it still, are they getting, when are they going to start fixing that?
I would think it would be by next week, because...
Because I wanted to get it done before school started, which is the 28th, right?
Mm-hmm. Friday, when I was up there, they were at that last point right across from the tennis courts, putting that last little bit in there. They had the water coming in from, I guess it was the leak from the school, but irrigation system that was...
They had all the pipe in, don't they?
Now, yeah. Yeah, they just...
Didn't they have to go get different type of equipment to do the street project?
Yeah, that's their subcontractor that'll be doing that part of it.
What's all the big pipe you guys got in your driveway or in the parking lot there? Where is that for?
That's for the 4th Avenue storm project. Well, more like culvert, but close enough. Dennis, I have a question. Maybe you can answer this for me, since Scott isn't here. But on the, I see on the revenue that on the first page, that 3234 street opening permits. Did you guys just get out of doing street opening permits? Is that what kind of went with that? Because I see in prior years you had money coming in for those, and I know most cities do street opening permits. As a,
no, we still have one, don't we?
I haven't done one. I don't since I've.
Usually,
22, 23, and
none
in 23,
24.
Where is that at?
It's on the first page one on the revenue. It's like down under licenses and permits, the last one. I just, something I noticed and I.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was always a permit. I think they always picked it up over here, I think.
We, well, when Ryan created the new special use permit, in there you can explain to whether you want to close a street or any of that.
This is contractors that will come in and dig out the right away.
Oh.
Yeah, so we always had it. I don't know what happened to it.
It should
be there.
Okay.
So that would be like the what they're doing on the street right now. They'd have to pay a permit to do our work?
Well, no, you usually
just pay
that
back, so that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
We're talking about Northwest Energy comes in and digs up an alley to fix a water or a gas pipe.
And it might be all going in all permits.
Okay.
Oh, it could be. I don't know. Ask, maybe you can get old Scott and see if he's had any of the... He's had to look at recently.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a huge earner, but, you know, even private contractors that do service line fixes or whatever.
One year after they dig it up, that's the important part.
Yeah.
The money's not the important part.
No, it's the paving it back, and yeah.
They're responsible for a year.
So is that different than the bond they have to get? They have to get a bond
based on how big the trench is. And there's so many feet.
Oh, we've had that. Okay, so yeah, that's going all under permits, but it's not called a street opening permit. It's a construction permit.
Okay.
So when they come in, they say however many feet that they're going to, and then Scott will tell Cassidy what to charge.
Okay.
So it's usually like $150 or something like that, but those are all being dumped in all permits.
Okay.
And if you can see how the increase, you know, that fund like was 500, 700, mm-hmm. 2 grand, 5 grand, and then street openings, So I would have to say.
You're asking about this one right here, this street opening government.
If that's something that you guys want to see broken out, we can, but I mean.
Maybe one into where it has all permits right up here.
As long as you get it.
The street opening permits.
I mean, all I have to do is pull it up and it'd tell me every dollar that's gone into that account and we make notes, you know, what it was, so it's easy to tell what it is. But.
I mean, unless, she can probably tell me tomorrow if there was only five of them, then there's somebody to really break it out, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, to me, it's, if it's not a substantial amount of money, it's not worth breaking it apart.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking at some of the, so the funds, it's on 19 of 20 and 18 of 20. Why are there so many that we have nothing in? It's like, for example, the station pump replacement fund. It's group one, fund one, but it doesn't have anything in it.
We've never, at some point in time along the way, maybe back in 19, 20, that account was used. So in 2021, that's actually an interest earning, is what you see now, account interest.
Okay.
So back in 2021, someone budgeted a dollar in that account, but then we never used it. So anytime you do a fund, it stays on your budget for 5 years. So next year, that will drop off.
So some of this stuff could be dropped off.
Yeah, and it has, nothing's been budgeted in that account for, you know, quite a while. So next year you won't even see that fund on here.
Okay.
It's just an old account that's not being used anymore.
Assuming the shut-off fee is just thrown into the late fees on the water?
Yes, the $50 fee, because it's we don't do enough a year.
Gotcha.
To separate it out. Cassie and I had talked about that this year, and I went back and looked, and I think we collected like $300 last year.
Gotcha.
I don't want it to skew my numbers, but when it's so small like that, it's not really going to.
I Mr. Shereen, could you explain to me what is on the very last page, when we look down at the actuals and you go down to the bottom and it has grand total there?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the revenue that was brought in for that particular year?
Yes, that was the grand total of the revenue, correct.
In 2022-23, we brought in $7 million mm-hmm. versus $5 million. Do you know why there was a...
Grants.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
And then... Under current budget, what's the $9,661,000?
It was grants.
So we brought that amount in?
No, we didn't actually bring it in. What we actually brought in for the year was $5,642,000.
So what's the $9,661,000?
That's what I budgeted that we were going to bring in. But then when all the projects and all the grant money didn't actually come in, then what
it was only $5 million.
Right.
And so we only brought in $5 million. Is the preliminary budget of $6,677,000? Are you saying that we're going over our revenue with our new budget by $1 million?
No. So I did a little, just in case anyone asked. Our big funds, I didn't do all of them, but if you look at this, it'll show what each fund we have budgeted for this year. So the first one here, our revenues and expenditures for this year, our general fund. Mm-hmm. And this is what we're expecting to spend. So we're going to have a loss of $92,000. Same with our water fund, what we've actually, the revenue I'm showing, expenditures, so we're going to have a loss. Same with sewer, same with solid waste. And if you look at last year on our important funds, we actually increased our general fund by $1 million, which was good because we had to give the sewer $1 million. So, and then so when you see the loss of sewer, we really didn't lose that much because we gave a loan for $1 million. But you can kind of see we're doing okay because these losses here, that's why we have our cash funds, you know, our reserve accounts.
But if we keep taking from our reserve accounts,
right,
then we're going
eventually
to
they will be depleted.
Depleted.
Right. So we
so
really
every
need
year
to
we're looking at basically losing anything except for the increase in the sewer fund and the increase in the general fund. That was because of $1 million donation there, right?
Mm-hmm.
We loaned ourselves money.
And why we were so over was because of the project we did down there.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that was a very low.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we funded that all of our time. So we're doing okay. I mean, our general fund is not a problem. It's our water fund's doing pretty good because we have a ton in reserves. Our sewer fund is our problem child, and our solid waste is going to be our problem child.
We, and that's what we were talking about, bringing
yeah,
our solid
this year,
waste.
Right, solid waste. We're looking at a loss of that at the end of the year. So sewer fund's going to do good this year. I mean, this is all, you know, our revenue's pretty good. Expenditures, you know, you just never know. But there's grants involved with this. So
yeah,
as long as we get all of our grant money, these numbers will be a little bit better than what they've been in the past.
Well, has the city ever thought about hiring somebody to do specifically grants? I talked to Sheree, she was saying there was a lady that was hired out of some place where they're getting grants over and over again, and it seems like we're not getting those, and I know some of it has to do with our target rate and asking for stuff that we won't have to pay back. But is there, I think that, you know, like in schools, I know that there are people, Bozeman has two grant writers that they hire that go out and just basically look for money and bring it in and then make sure that the grant, you have a grant process and then you have to fill out all the forms and stuff to get that money in, but they get a lot of money from grants. Is that something that we've ever looked at?
Well, you've been here longer than I have.
Well, you were here before I was here. Good day.
That I don't kind of got one way back then. Kind of
I know Big Timber's had, Big Timber had one that was pretty good. They got a lot of grants for equipment and all kinds of stuff for the county and the
Cascade is the one you're talking about, and that she every year would get recognized at the conferences and stuff, because, and that's what she does, but she also has enough staff.
Right.
So it's not her full-time job. I mean, I don't think the position like that would be a full-time job, but it's one of those things where if we had more manpower, someone could dedicate a percentage of their time on that.
You can also contract a grant writer.
We do that now. You know how much money we have paid engineering, interstate engineering to manage all these grants we currently have, which I could do. I could do it. I don't have the time.
We should have you do that.
I don't have the time.
We'd have to hire somebody to do that.
Because it's a lot of, it's
There's a lot of administration that goes to lots of reports yet, but the grants that we do have, in my opinion, are real administratively challenging. She's always doing reports, having file updates, and we don't have very many. I'm not sure exactly how you go about it, but it would take the
And could we get a grant to pay for it?
Additional
That's what
Beartooth RC&D, that's the way they operate. They find grants that will pay them to administer grants. They get paid out.
Grant writer, just their planners out there that do that, rather than total engineering firms. You know, engineering firm is pretty spendy because they have a grant writer, so they have to, for that grant writer, you pay everybody up above them, you know, all the overhead. Planners, there's some contract planners that can do something like that, and then they get grant money, they get paid out of that grant money that they receive usually. I think we tried that once many years ago with
There was a guy in the courthouse, I can't remember his name.
2 years.
As far as I know, there are artificial intelligence programs out there that will search for grant money for anybody that asks for it. You just buy the program and search for the grants. They'll even write the grant for you. The artificial intelligence will write it for you. I happen to know that because my son works for the government and he knows that. But it's not a hard thing to get into. It really isn't. It's mind-boggling what artificial intelligence can do now. I mean, they'll even write it for you. They'll write the grant. But that being said, there are other people probably going to do the same thing, so I don't know. I know kids can do it.
Yeah, they haven't liked the paper.
That's right. We ought to hire a 10-year-old.
I'm not sure what path you take to follow that, but I'm sure if we talk to the league or...
I actually have a webinar that I have scheduled for AI. And the webinar is not really grant writing, but it's a webinar about how artificial intelligence can help local government.
Yeah.
So I don't know what I'll get out of it. And I have another webinar that I'm doing because they're trying to make these grants and stuff not so time-consuming and paper logging, and they've changed some of the requirements and things, and I have a webinar that's supposed to kind of explain that kind of stuff. I think it's more for someone who's already a grant writer and manager, grant manager, but I thought, why not? It can't hurt to sit and listen and see if I learn something from it, so...
Any further questions or comments on the revenue side of the budget? move on to the expenditure side. Any questions there?
I have a couple things that are not in the budget that Aaron wanted me to discuss tonight since he's not here. He had brought one of them up in our staff meeting. Well, we're having a lot more crime investigating, maybe, I guess. And so now the police department is having to send off like guns and different things to get DNA off of and things like that. And there's not actually a line item, and we have never really budgeted for something like that. So he asked me to see about increasing his budget $5,000 or $10,000 for that. And I told him I don't know that I would specifically do a line item for it. I would probably just put it under other purchase services just to increase that amount. So, like, he's got a gun right now or something they had to send off, and he thinks it's going to be like $2,000 or $3,000 just for this one particular gun. They need saliva and DNA off of it. And remember, he was talking about it in the staff meeting, and I don't really understand all that stuff, but it's a pretty severe crime that happened here. So if not getting federal and them involved, I guess then that makes us responsible to, you know, send the things off. So that would increase their
what line item is that?
I was going to find what page it would be. So it would be page 5 under other purchase services. So right now there's $16,000 budgeted.
26.
Which one?
390.
So it went from 686.
Went from 19,000.
To 19,000.
Mm-hmm.
So was that was the year before the last year? This last year?
Yeah, so we budgeted $16,000 last year and they spent $19,000.
Okay.
And now budgeting $16,000 again. And fingers crossed they don't overspend, but he was asking to increase that line item. He said 5 to 10. He has no clue. And there may not be another incident the rest of the year that comes up, but so I think if you guys all agree, we'll just change that to 25.
Okay. Change to 16 to 25.
Yep. And the other thing that he was looking at is cell phones for all of his guys. This is actually something that Ryan's been pushing for the police department.
Right, because of personal cell phones used for duty work that get confiscated for for trials.
And right now, like Public Works and a lot of us, we just take a stipend for our cell phones.
Right.
But we can't do that for the police department. Because
evidence, it could be somebody's hands for months.
Right. So right now, I'm not for sure exactly what they do right now, but they don't use their cell phones.
Yeah.
So it's hard for...
I
got some quotes that Aaron sent over because he's not here today. And depending on if it's iPhone 14 or 15, which... I don't really know what the difference. One of them's $287 a month, and one of them is $211 a month, and that we get special discounts, you know, for military, or not military, but government. So that would be for 5 phones.
But in reality, we only have one officer on at a time, right?
Yes.
So you could have 2 phones that whoever's on can take a phone. You wouldn't have to have 5 phones, one for each officer.
But it's called a But it's a duty phone.
It would be like a duty phone.
It's a duty phone in case of off time to get a hold of them too. Anything that goes, anything technically is used through, well.
So if he called from the duty phone to a private.
Well, I just, I'm having a hard time with increasing the budget that we have right now for our law enforcement for five officers has been just unbelievably going out of control with wages, with, you just look across here and I know everything's getting more expensive, but we're going up, you know, where it was going up 5%, now we're jumping 35% or 40% in all of these areas. And I do want them to have the tools necessary that they need, but like, I still have a problem with the budgeting for clothing and uniforms. And I did the research on that. I found out that a good 3A bulletproof vest for an officer should cost $1,000, okay? We increased the budget, which it was 4,000. Before that, it was in 3,000s. Then you go back 5 years, it was 2,000s. And then I talked to other cities and I find out, you know, they provide a uniform for an officer at the very beginning, and then a lot of cities give a stipend, and a lot of cities they have to provide their own uniforms for them. And I'm just not sure. We are now one of the highest paid police forces in the state. Why we're increasing these budget items on things that, you know, it's like we keep getting asked for more and more and more. And I don't know that that's really necessary. I don't think that's fiscally responsible. I don't think giving our lowest officer a $9,000 raise and our highest officer an $18,000 raise is being fiscally responsible to the people of Columbus. I have a hard time with that. I guess I've never gotten a $9,000 raise. But I'm just looking at, you know, We're giving more and more and more, and I don't know what the other councilman's opinion are on that, but in reality, I would keep the clothing budget at $4,000. I would give a $250 stipend, which is what a lot of cities in Montana do, is a $250 stipend for them to purchase clothes on their own. 250 times 5, okay, we're looking at $1,250, okay? I would say that Officer Uecker talked about getting vests, and the vests were out after 4 years. Okay, so two vests are $2,000. Okay, $2,000 can buy two vests. You can buy two new vests per year with $2,000, and then you get a $250 stipend for them to purchase clothes. And if they don't get it this year, they can get it next year. And if they go over that, they can, if they want something better or special, I think that they should be able to just use their money for it. Okay? But that's my opinion. But like I said, I struggle with that because of the fact that when I came on to council, we were under $400,000 a year for our police force with four officers. And now we're going to be at $1 million next year or more if we keep increasing this. And with that pay matrix that we agreed to, they're going up every year a significant amount. Okay? It's not too far down the road where you're paying your officers $50 an hour. Okay? And like I said, I was on the board for hiring officers, and I know how hard it is when you're in the middle of the pack and you're trying to get somebody good to come into your city, and you only get five applicants for that. We have the same problem with the school, you know. When I applied for a job here, there were over 100 applicants for a fifth grade position. Now we're lucky if we get five. But the quality of what we get, I think that we did need to raise those salaries a little bit, but I don't think that what we agreed to with that, with our, that pay matrix is just, that's like a wish list that we just says your dream just came true. So I guess, like I said, that's my opinion on that. I struggled with that. and looked at it. I spent a lot of time researching and finding out what other cities do. I found out that we are now one of the highest paid police forces in the state, okay, which isn't always a bad thing. But then when we start sitting there and say, we're going to provide you with this and this and this, and we're giving, you know, a clothing budget and stuff like that, and what's that paying for? And now we have cell phones on top of that, which I can see the need for that, okay, especially for your officers, but it's just getting out of hand, you know? We want another $5,000 or $8,000 for this, and our budget was already at $799,000 for our local police force. Then is there other areas that we can cut? Is there other areas that we don't need to have that money in there? And just because of the budget, it doesn't mean that they're going to spend it, right?
No.
You know,
it's all general fund too, so that's what you're hurting. Everything, general fund wise. I agree with the wage thing. I probably got a little out of line. I did. I ain't supposed to be. I looked at that. What's the bargaining? I looked at the first number. 4.4, 25, 25, 26, 26, 27. As I looked across, I didn't see a BU rate increase. Of course, what I didn't see was what I went up like $4 an hour, didn't it?
Yeah, we already went up, yeah.
During the collective bargaining agreement or something.
Balance.
So, you know, that kind of thing.
Because we weren't spending so much.
I don't know.
So we have more money than this from what came in before.
Yes.
So when you had your friends, whoever they were, talk about the vest itself is $1,000, but that's just the vest. That's not what the carrier is on how they carry that.
See, so he's a sheriff's deputy in Spokane, and he does an order, and he said that you can get a good 3A vest from $600 to $1,000.
I understand that, but when Aaron talked about it, he talked about the carrier itself. So if they use external carriers, it's a whole different carrier than just having a regular, the vest, the plates, right? So it's on the external, it's not underneath the uniform, it's on the outside of the uniform. So
my understanding was, and I might be confusing, was that was a total cost for a vest.
Your guys talked about, but when Aaron talked about, when he said to outfit the last officer that came in with the vest and the carrier, that's what was the $2,000.
But when the bill came in, when you looked at your bill, it was $1,033.
Okay, well then it was less than what he said.
Yeah, that was what that was from Balfour and Mosin. Our invoice was for $1,033.
Right. Okay, so but it was for the vest and the carrier itself though. Is that what it said?
Yeah.
Did it say that? Yeah.
I don't recall. I know that's where they got the vest for the new officer, and the line item that came through was $1,033. And so I just don't see.
It's going to be $3,000.
I guess, and I should have went in and talked to Aaron, finding out, you know, if you need $4,000, what is that $4,000 being spent on? But it says, to me, when it says clothing and uniforms, and I'll add vests into that, then that's clothing and uniforms. I was told that for $120 for a pair of pants and a embroidered shirt. That's why I'm saying maybe we go a different direction instead of just giving this money blindly out. Maybe it's better to give up the officers a $250 stipend to be able to do their own shopping for their clothing.
So if and we give the $250 stipend to get
more than $250, but
if we go the $250 like you're suggesting for a stipend, I think Billings PD does somewhere along the same lines, they get something out of it. So what about replacement fees?
replacement fees for what?
Well, if they get their, if they get that much money per year to buy a new uniform per year, and then they get that uniform trashed while they're on duty, then what happens?
Well, they have up to.
Because that's what, no, because that's what this $4,000 is for, budgeted for. It's for itself, for clothing and uniforms, but it's for also for replacement of uniforms if something happens. And like I said, it doesn't, not necessarily going to get used, but it's there in case they need it to get, to replace it.
$4,000, think of how much you can buy with $4,000. You're not going to buy 5 bulletproof vests every year. We don't need $8,000 in there to buy 5 bulletproof vests every year, because they last 5 to 7 years. And like I said, I guess that's my thing, is that I just think that we need to, you know, it's like just budgeting for anything, you know? I can't afford to buy toys. I don't have enough money to do that. You know, I don't have the nicest things. To me, it's just like saying, okay, well, here's your wish list, and then, yes, you get it. I mean, I know that there's officers in the state that buy their own uniforms. They don't have a replacement fund, they buy their own uniforms. You know, that's not uncommon.
Question on training services, 200% increase in training services. I guess maybe I missed why it's 200% increase. I don't know. Could somebody tell me?
Aaron just said that he wanted to increase that because there's a lot of training that they're just not doing that now he wants to start doing.
And they're post-certified requires 40 hours, 40, maybe it's 60 hours. No, I think it's 40 hours.
I think it's 40 every 2 years.
In Aaron's report on July 11th, he said, my second increase in the training budget, the average cost of 40-hour school is $750. The cost of hotel room for that week is about $900. This was all in his report. At this rate, not everyone in the agency would be offered one school a year. I think training is a very important thing in their job. Laws and criminals that break them are always changing. We need to stay ahead of this, not just for safety reasons, but for both officers and public, but legality is of this as well. Most of the time, lawsuits come down on agencies. They usually try to dig up something about the lack of training. Also, the city has passed a requirement for the chief to get an advanced certificate I currently need, and I believe it's close to 100 hours to get this. So that's something, before I took over, Gary only had his basic certificate up until the last few months he was here. So this obviously was out of my hands as well. I also have a hard time turning down training for the officer simply so I can hog up all his training. Officer is post-certified, he's going to need additional interview and interrogation and training, etc. He tried to give a reason for his request for an increase.
So there was no money budgeted in 2021, 2022, 2023?
No, so before, which all the expenses were being paid out of a different fund. It was... let me find it here. 2810. It's on page 16. We have $21,000 sitting in that fund. I don't know where that money came from, but at some point in time that money was put in there, and I decided to not budget out of that fund anymore, to actually just budget in our actual general fund. But now, with our auditors telling me we need a budget for every fund we have, I had to budget in there too, so that...
So there is $21,000 in training?
Well, yeah, we have a fund, so we have cash accounts or reserve accounts. This $28,010 is, if you look on your cash report, these are all of our funds that the city has established. So if you look at $28,010, there's $22,000 in that fund. And my auditors told me for every fund that's on your cash account, you need to budget that money out. So in case you need to spend it, you're not going to be, you can't spend this money if you don't put it in your budget.
You got to plan to spend it.
You have to plan, it's not that we have to spend it, but if an emergency arises and we need to, that's the only way we can ever use this money is if we actually budget for it. And they said...
Is that different than the stuff up here for training? I mean, the line item 380 under the law enforcement services?
Yeah, it's different. So if you add them together, they actually could spend up to $31,000 for training. That's what is in the budget. So realistically, we could take the line item out altogether in...
Take it out of
the general fund, and then they just have the $21,000, but then when they use all that money up, it's gone, and then you're rolling right back into budgeting back in your general fund again.
It doesn't build back up.
Right, so that's why that's kind of more of a savings account. Emergency fund. There's not many set up.
So if we only budget, say let's say, just giving this, if we budget $5,000 for that account, if they need it, they can get it out of that particular fund.
Yes.
What is above that? What is the repair and maintenance M and the repair and maintenance SE?
So the SE is for services, and the 361 is for motor vehicle.
And we increase that by $5,000 for what reason? Just because our vehicles are getting older?
Mm-hmm.
Can we add $3,000 for radios for the officers?
Cell phones.
You're talking about line item 316? Is that what you're talking about, radio service?
No, that's dispatch services there.
That's what the what about line item?
That was the one he wanted to add, right?
Yeah,
he wanted to add this one. How much was it? It was per month?
I estimated 250 because one was 287 and one was 211. So I just kind of went in the middle and said 250. Times 12 is $3,000 for cell phones.
12 months.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
So it's $3,000.
It's $250 for the five officers.
Right.
For the five phones. So
give or take.
It's basically $50 a phone. That's
right.
What we're looking at. And that's... I guess I don't have a problem with that. But then I think that we should look at some of the other expenditures that we're doing. If we...
You know, if you want to tell your police chief to tell these people to go buy their own clothes, that's something you can bring up at the council meeting.
That's not specifically stating because we provided uniforms for $4,000 for a long period of time, for less than that. I don't know either. So, am I unrealistic in saying you can buy a pair of pants and a police officer's shirt for $120. Does that sound appropriate?
Not for both.
I'm going to read again from his report, January 11.
Okay.
July 11, I'm sorry. July 11. The first thing I requested to change is the uniform budget. I requested it to double. As I stated in the last meeting, we just hired a new officer and must outfit him, which we haven't even completely done yet because not having enough money in that part of the budget. And this is talking about last year. The cost of his vest, which I believe is close to $1,700, and we factored in the carrier for both panels and the carrier to hold the vest and the mole holders.
Molly.
What?
It's called Molly holders.
Molly holders. Okay. Was requested by me to the company we deal with to make the invoice after July 1. The officer still needs two pair of pants, all winter gear, as well as boots. I also recently found out that Officer Zachary's was never given a vest when he started. To me, this is unacceptable. I will be purchasing him panels to go inside his current carrier. Zachary's currently wearing one from his previous agency. Also, it should be noted that these panels have a shelf life of 3 to 5 years, probably due to excessive heat and sweating, et cetera, et cetera. That was his explanation from his report.
Yeah. And I remember that. That was one of the reasons that I went and I researched to find out how much vests were and how much clothes were and different things like that. I just think that $8,000 is too much. I'm sorry, I don't see that as being a necessity, and maybe we're behind, you know, and maybe that can make up for it if we haven't purchased those things from before. But I don't know.
Aaron's not here, but what does the clothing and uniform include for the
anything?
Shirts, pants,
vest, jacket, belt, yeah, coat,
gloves, boots, socks, mm-hmm. Maybe not socks.
No. Not socks.
Underwear, I don't know. Probably
not. As a sheriff's deputy, Tim, what is provided for you?
They have an enormous belt. It's kind of
so, two shirts, long and short, two pairs of pants, the vest, the carrier. It came with some standard, Chip went with some standard. All Molly or all stuff was the same, and we had the option of doing extra things.
Like we have like winter jackets or winter coats and
winter coat.
And how often do they replace us for you? I mean,
me? Well, I'm a little different. Officer, I've got stuff that I got stuff that Danny Eames had.
No, so, it doesn't have a
color. When the new uniforms came out, I did get some.
Can I read something from AI? I just typed it in because I have AI on my. Says a complete uniform can cost from a couple of $100 to well over $1,000. And they gave some prices of pants from $20 to $130, et cetera, you know. So, you know, it depends on the quality that you get. And I understand he wants to get the best. I understand that. I'd
just like to know exactly what it includes and how much it might cost per officer for everything they need. Right?
Well, initial startup for everything they need is going to be way more than $4,000 because the gun supplied, the holster, the gun, the taser.
Is that considered clothing?
No, he just wanted to know what it was for the initial.
Where does the gun come out of? They get a gun?
Yeah, the city supplies.
Where does that come out of?
It's probably ones that they've had because it's the initial budget when I think they went in with the county when they went and they purchased.
Well, the uniform doesn't cover the vest.
No.
The uniform is
just going to be the pants and the shirt and.
Line item 226.
Huh?
Money for the vest comes out of line item 226. Right?
It does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where it comes out? Is that part of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The vest? Okay. And I think that we should budget for that. And I think that if they last 3 to 5 years and those vests, that there should be money in there so that they can replace those out every 3 to 5 years.
And I like your idea of the staggering part because that does help for, you know, offset the cost of it. But it is something that has to be replaced, and it does, probably not so much, we'd probably be on the more of the five-year portion, because I think it's the sweat of the individual that breaks down the fabric of the vest is pretty much what that's consistent with.
And I think that the vest should be provided by the police department. I think the clothes, I would like to, and if you guys don't agree with me, in the future, I think that we should give a stipend for clothes. I think that if you're thinking that you want to pay for the officer's clothes that they're going to be wearing when they're on duty, that they get a stipend and then they can do that. But I guess that, like I said, I'm willing to go with what they have in the budget. I don't really understand that increase of $4,000. I know what he was saying there. I just think that that's an awful lot. I don't like to increase things. If it's 8,000 this year, it's going to be 12,000 next year, and 20,000 the following. You know, it's just going up. And if we continue to just give everything, and you sit there and you go through, you know, I've been on negotiations for teachers. What teachers ask for and what they get is not what they don't get everything that they ask for. You know, because schools can't afford it, and I don't think cities can afford to just give everything that somebody wants. I think we need to, you know, provide things to make sure that it's a safe thing, but I don't think that we can give everything that it's not just a bottomless bucket of money that you can just use. And so we need to be conscious of that. I think everybody does. And like I said, my ideas of what certain things cost and what the reality of them is right now is maybe a little bit off. But when I, like I said, I probably should have gotten a little bit more information, but I was told $120 for a shirt and pants, and I was told $1,000 would be a good, complete vest. And I don't know about the panels because I didn't ask about that, but that's what I was told. Or actually, I said $600 to $1,000. And so, I don't know, you get a 4A vest, which stops most rifles, and those are more expensive. Those get up to $1,200 to $1,500. I didn't find anything that was $1,700 to $2,000, except for a dog's bulletproof vest. For some reason, the dog's vest costs more than anybody else's. So, again, like I said, for this year, I guess that we can discuss it, and what everybody wants to do, I'll go with that. But I think that I think everybody needs to be a little bit more conscious of spending and what we're spending money on. And I'm also at the age now where I buy the good tools. I don't buy the ones that are going to break after 2 years. And I understand that if you want something good, you buy that. But I just think that, you know, I shake my head when I look at the amount that we're spending for law enforcement all the way across the board compared to other cities and other places is just a tremendous amount. And I think that everybody should be aware of that and cognizant of it so that when we're looking at budgeting in the future, that we've got to start paying attention to that. Otherwise, we're taking away from one thing and giving to another when we don't have everything that we need. So that's just my two cents, sorry.
How do you keep your uniformity? And if you give an officer so much money to spend, is he going to spend the same money as the next guy and make the uniforms look the same? Or are you going to have one guy in blue jeans and one guy in slacks?
Yeah, they'd have to have a standard.
They'd probably all apply from the same place.
Right. And I think probably the 4,000 to the 8,000, like he was already saying, he stated in his report that, so he's already known he has to replace the vest right off the bat for Zachary, because he brought a vest from another department, and he's been here 4 or 5 years already. I believe they've been on that project. But anyway,
yeah.
So,
and my thought is too, we kind of got behind the 8-ball. We didn't keep up with how things should have been kept up with. So right now, we've got to dig ourselves out of a hole to get even, and it's going to take a little bit of money to do that.
Yes, it is.
Where do you want to go next? Anybody else got anything else?
I was just wondering about the auditing, page three. Three auditing. Counting and auditing. That one I've got on high.
They told us if they want us to audit, it's going to cost double, take it or leave it.
Really?
There's nobody else to go.
Which one is it? Olmos?
Olmos and Associates. They said, we're keeping a few municipalities. You happen to be one of them. It's going to double.
Really?
Take it or leave it.
First one, page three, you did.
Some of them.
Oh, counting and auditing.
Are there ones out there to do it, or?
No.
No, they're not the only one, but no one's taking new clients. And the clients are a lot of people, they have a lot of out-of-staters coming in wanting to do audits now because there's just not enough. We have cities that haven't had their audits done in 2 and 3 years because they can't find auditors. I like who we have, and I passed their test because they're getting rid of a lot of new clerks because they totally destroyed their city finances, and they're writing them letters telling them they're not going to do their audits anymore. So.
What is the new, or the machinery and equipment jump? What is that from?
What page, Bob?
That's page three. It went from 2,000 to 7,000. 350 now.
That's something that Scott gave me. I'm not for sure if it's. I usually make notes. I honestly don't know, Bob.
Under administration, right?
And nothing's even been used. And last year's budget was 2,000. This year's budget is 7,000. We can strike it.
And nothing got used out of it. Oh, that's why there's nothing in those three.
Yeah, because it hasn't been used in three budgets. So, and that may have been me just like, oh, I don't know. In case I need to buy a piece of machinery or equipment, I have something in there.
Is that the need? That's not the equipment that you needed for, you know, your GIS?
No, I made notes on all those. Okay. So
administration is.
It's me.
Yeah, that'd be
right.
For you, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not Scott, that's me. So I think I probably just threw that in there in case I needed something. And if you look below, under computer equipment, I didn't put anything in there. Last year we budgeted $6,900. So.
You're in the wrong one, I think, could have been.
Well, computer equipment is so 900 object codes are assets, and they have to be over $5,000 to be considered an asset. So that's probably why I increased that line item, and I know I don't need any computer equipment because we all got new computers and we just got a new server.
So let's, I have a question.
Yeah,
he
may not use it at all.
He has a question on VEST, but I got a question on computers. Why would a new computer cost $4,500? I could look anywhere I want. I can't find a computer for $4,500.
Where do you see $4,500?
That's a 450% increase there where it says legal services, new computer for attorney.
Oh, that's not all compute. That's just a portion of that. New computer's $3,500.
But still.
Well, here's the thing. Ryan's even frustrated about it because he can go out and get that same computer for like $1,700.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't just go out and buy any computer because we have IT that we use, and we have to purchase everything through our IT people so they maintain it. And yeah,
right.
It's very frustrating.
So they ask for that?
Yeah. All the software that they have to put on it.
Mm-hmm.
And is that
a
maintenance fee?
Yeah, it's usually a service agreement.
It's an agreement. Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's not included in there.
Oh, that's not?
No, no. But you just have to purchase all your equipment from them. And Ryan's like, I can get that same darn computer for $1,700 or $1,800.
Pay for your server.
It.
Did you get, I think we paid $7,800 for the server.
Our server was at 61, if you look under computer equipment.
Morrison Merrill, they did great work, but.
It was $61.85 is what our server was last year that I had to buy.
Never been hacked.
Okay, on page 929, maybe I went to sleep on this, but I see the mowing contract has jumped from, what, $2,500 to
$30,000? Because we have a cemetery mowed by that company.
Yeah, so that was an added expense we didn't have in the budget last year because our guys are actually mowing it.
So you hired somebody to do the cemetery for $30,000, is that what it is?
Yeah, it was like $23,000 or $28,000. So Leo went part-time. Leo used to mow the cemetery. We did it in-house. Mm-hmm. He went part-time. When he went part-time, we looked at hiring another employee or subbing out and having a contractor come in. It's actually cheaper to have a contractor do it if we can keep them around $30,000, $35,000 a year. If it becomes any more than that, then it's better to just go ahead and hire someone, you know, hire an employee to do it.
You can see wages on page 8 went down quite a bit in the cemetery, Bob.
Okay. Do they use the most attractive cemetery, or is everything else, like all the parks and stuff, just us?
Just a cemetery.
We remember the situation we were in last spring, too. We were going part-time, and we lost some.
Strange.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Strange quit. And we got him back to replacing Brody's leg, and we didn't have any choice in that.
We were in a pickle.
It's turned out pretty well. We haven't had any complaints, have we, about the cemetery?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah, they bumped the headstone and moved it just a hair. But they put it back, so didn't damage it.
Under parks, where it says salaries and wages for permanent, why did that go up so high?
What page?
Page 10. Last set where it just says parks.
We have new employees that pay was not there before. The pay was restructured. So like Strange, when Strange was working here, his pay was spread out. And now Philip, all of his pay goes in parks. So, and a couple other employees, we are trying to protect our sewer fund. So some of their pay was being put in sewer, and we restructured their pay and put it in parks because parks can afford it and sewer can't right now. And that's something we look at every year when we do our budget to see what percentage of each of our pay is spread out to. Mm-hmm.
fishery. I just have a couple of things that I wanted to ask. Just, obviously, I'm way late to the game. This is thing coming out. But aside from the fact, because it looks like you guys, just from this, a great sheet, by the way. So in 2 years, you've lost $787,519 in the water fund and a combined $638,000 in the sewer fund.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? So right there, that tells me your rates aren't high enough.
We just went through.
By far.
Right. We just went through a rate increase.
Yeah. So there. But regardless, what I had seen is trying to see if I can move money around. I'd like to have James Carraway goes back to school here, I think this is last week, but for the GIS collection, he only works or goes to school 2 hours out of the day. So I'm looking at possibly about 140 hours of him at from 11:30 to 3:30 going out and collecting GIS data, getting that started. Obviously, weather permitting, some days we're not going to be able to, but he was down for it. I mean, September, October, even into November, a prime to get out there before snow falls, you know, and then depending on kind of year we have. But I don't know what all, I mean, it's about $2,400 to $17 an hour. Of course, I know there's also the other stuff you have to factor in there. But
would he still be under parks? I mean, would that be?
He wouldn't be.
What would you put that on? What would you put that salary on?
Well, and that is the good question. Wherever I can spread it.
Water, sewer, storm
drain. No. Wherever, yeah.
That's why I'm like parks, streets.
Okay, parks, streets. Yeah, well, streets, because he'll be out on the street.
I mean, I don't know.
Right. And then the only other thing, and just like I said, it's been 2 months, but I would like to have in the water, but obviously we're a tad tight there because I've got 23 curb stops that need repaired, dug up, 5 fire hydrants need dug up, 10 water main line valves that need to be repaired, and that's just what I found so far. I have, in going in the water room, a serious, serious lack of fittings, anything to fix things that go wrong, which is a big red alarm in my mind, because obviously you have to go to buildings to get it. And a lot of times if you don't have that in stock, you can't get it. You've got AC pipe here. You've got to have special fittings that fit AC pipe. You've got our tapping machine. We can't even do our own taps because we don't have the fittings that go on the tapping machine to actually do the taps ourselves. So we're losing money right there. It's not in a good way. There's a lot of things that need to be.
You don't have AC fittings there?
Huh?
What happened to the AC fittings there? There was quite a few there.
Yeah, they've gone through them. I did a complete inventory. I can give to you because I went through there and inventoried every part just to see what also has the value of it. So I always thought we had to turn that in to the auditor, you know, for what you have on in stock or whatever. But just because I wanted to see what we had, several times we just had that hydrant that was knocked over. We had no repair kit, not even a traffic plans repair kit for a Kennedy hydrant. So I got 3 of those. We had none from Mueller back there. I had to buy 3 of those. So like, you need to have these things in stock to fix these things when they happen, because obviously you don't want a fire hydrant out of service. It's actually something that's simple that can take 2 hours to fix. Granted, the kits aren't cheap. They're like $400, but it is what it is, you know. And I know we don't have a ton in there. I plan on this year not doing any new projects other than what we already had on the table, so I can get in on the ground and just kind of go with it and then see where we get through with what we have. But there's some issues, and I just don't want to get caught with the pants down and not have the equipment or the parts to fix something. I've borrowed several from the Heights already just to fix things. There's actually a fitting. This is crazy. It's a pre-1976 fitting that goes on a compression cork, like when you tap the main. Everything that we had was direct tap. I'm sure there's some here too. If you try to use the same fitting that comes today and you can barely even see a difference, it will eventually come off, like within a month. pre-1976 figure is 51 weeks out on an order. 51 weeks. And it's a difference of having to spend almost $1,000 to put a saddle on that main, because you can't just change out the pipe and put that fitting on it. That's probably $2.30. You'll have to take everything off, shut the main down, put a tap saddle on it, spend the money on a new cork to put in there, then get your line. So it's the money versus money. You know, it's the smarter way to fix it versus the expensive way to fix it. But we don't have those things. And I need to get that built up so that we can...
This is on the AC pipe?
Yeah, AC, any place they use a compression fitting pre-1976, and that's usually what you have a lot of, you know, it's...
So these would all be supplies, right?
Supplies, yeah.
So you're wanting to increase...
What number is that? Could you tell us?
That's why I'm asking.
4,500, 5,200 is supplies. You also have 220 operating supplies.
Page
you have. Oh, sorry. Page 22 of 29, sorry.
So you'd want to do source of supply, 4,350?
No, transmission and distribution.
Oh, okay.
But, because I saw you got, I know the, on the city wall there was 760, and that's, well, we got 576 or whatever, but I know that's tied to ARPA money as well, too. But I just, I would like these things, but I don't want to throw further into debt to get it. I just don't know where to get the money from if I'm that bad in both water and sewer. And moving around, the tank inspection I know is only 4,800, so even if I could take 11,000 of that 16,000 you have budgeted and throw that into supplies, that I can get a little long way on that.
Which one, where?
360 repair and maintenance services, the tank inspection. The quote we got from Midco, now that Liquid Engineering is no longer doing it, is about $4,860, I think, was the total quote for the tank inspection we have to have done. And so if you just said 5 and took the 11 out of that 16 and put it up in supplies, that would be awesome.
Well, I don't know why we can't do that. It's not changing what we've already budgeted. So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't see...
I mean, ideally, I'd love...
Good to me. So you want to change that 20 to 31?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes.
From 16 to 5.
So same amount, just different area.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'd love to have 50,000 somewhere to be able to get everything. I wouldn't spend that much, but just to cover. And the only other thing that I looked at was, like, with all the things that need digging up, obviously the staff, we don't have enough bodies. And it looked like that kind of fell into kind of other purchase services and stuff like that. I think I'm okay. You've got 10,000 in each, except for the source of supply. You've got 8 where we haven't spent, but I think I'm okay there. It's just I want to be able to try to knock some of those off, because a lot of those are where we can't get a water meter changed out in because we can't shut it off, you know, kind of thing. So it also helps in the fact that we're estimating a water bill or having issues with that, and that way I can get those taken care of. So those would probably be, but other than that, that's all I have.
Peyton, let's talk about those trucks.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Sorry. I forgot about that. Yeah, I did. I know you guys dropped me down to 40, and I was hoping you did take a look at that with the 3 trucks there on that deal. I know Dennis asked a question, and maybe I did not have it clear enough. The one that said it had 200,000 miles on it actually only had 70 because it's got a brand new engine in it. So, but each one of those that Ken had over there, I was hoping to get 65,000 out of that instead of the 40, just so I can get all 3 trucks. The other two older...
60.
What's that?
I thought you said 60. But one was 18, one was 20, and one was...
I think it was 65.
Yeah, it was a total of 65. Because there's, we were going to get the 2, and then he kind of dropped off about $4,000 or whatever to get it down, because I kept trying to nudge him even further down, and that was as close as I got.
He's hanging on to him.
Yeah.
And he's called me
Yeah, because you got to appreciate the position that Ken's.
Sure, exactly.
He can sell them. And try to time the wheels driving slowly over here. And have to go through the budget process without committing. I didn't commit the town to buy them because we have to go through this process to get them into purchase budget.
So would this be a new line item then?
No, it's already.
It'd be on page 20, the last.
$323,000 in that account.
Yes.
Down the last item, what says 940 machinery equipment, $40,000 purchase of trucks for Public Works Department, and you change that to 65.
So 65, purchase three trucks.
Yeah.
And that's from Camden, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I like that we're doing it in town. I like that.
And I give kudos to Scott for that because I saw him there, but he was the one that actually approached Ken, so.
And then so the one we bought, it was supposed to have good training in it, but bye-bye, or went?
It's actually there right now. It did start doing it again, and James took it over there, and Ken got in it when it was doing it, and he got into looking at it, because I just said, let me know what's the deal with that, and so far we know is the linkage was actually held together with zip ties. So it's not the tranny, but he's supposed to let me know how much the repair might be on that. He said he had some old parts he could probably put it together with, and so I was like, okay. But
that was that old pickup that we bought?
The red one, yeah.
The red one, yeah. I think we bought it just last year, the year before.
Like 7,000?
Yeah.
The 2 1-tons, I think, dualies. In talking with Scott, we are going to keep those, and we're going to outfit those with the plows and basically store them for winter use, so we're not having to, I don't want to retrofit or refit the new vehicles told, you know, to do the plows or anything like that and cost more. We'll just have them, and they'll be ready to go with the sand, the plows, and as soon as the snow flies, we're pulling them out of the driveway and going. So we'll keep those. The 88 Dakota Leos will go. I have to have a talk with him. He can just go down to the container site and work. He doesn't need to have a vehicle to come in to go there. It's right there. And then the others will decide on. I was going to get with Jim and see if there's any problems with any of the other vehicles, but I don't think there's too bad. Maybe that Mazda that I'm driving, we may sell, and I'll take one of the smaller trucks, and Phil in the parks does a lot, and he'll probably need that 1-ton. So.
Any other questions on expenditures? Written finish, so going through it.
I know this is off budget subject, but does anybody want to know where the O is for the city of Columbus on the building?
It's off.
It's gone. It's been gone. It's been gone for, no, it's down to the new one. It's been gone for 3 years.
On the main street?
On the one down on the main building.
The shop.
Oh.
It says City F Columbus. Or Town F Columbus.
Strange took it.
Yeah.
Must be strange. It's really cheap. I think we replaced one of those ones. Here he had on that side, but Alderman.
And maybe sure if you find any other place I can borrow from. That, I mean, I kind of looked over and I didn't see too much, but.
Well,
higher, it's just...
Your water fund, I mean, you've got almost $2 million in reserves.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need another $20,000...
I know, we can move it over, I guess, is, I don't wanna get too carried away, just too fast, but... 'Cause I think that'll be streets there for that road, but...
The pump out of the river, that ours, that the golf course, well, it's golf course, but it is ours. I just saw there was the pump out of the river for the golf course.
That's theirs.
Is it?
Anything else? We can have comments not on the agenda, anything you wanna talk about?
Did anyone have questions about the cash report?
Okay, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
That's my job.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, all the same sign. Thank you for the overtime, you guys.
Thank you for all your hard work.
Yeah.
This can't be...
Yeah, thanks, Drew.
Oh, you're welcome.